with some tape loops and other electronic augmentation in this piece titled Incantation. Clarinetist Bill Smith in music from a recording going back to 1977 in Rome, playing a piece called Incantation. That's what he can do with one clarinet. Can you imagine what it's like when he teams up with a trombonist and another clarinetist? You can find out when they perform at the Chapel next Saturday night as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. Bill Smith will be joined by Stuart Dempster on trombone and Jesse Canterbury on clarinet. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today on Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.
Support for KPLU comes from Value Village Thrift Stores, where listeners can donate gently used clothing, furniture, and household items, enabling Value Village to help fund local nonprofits. More at valuevillage.com.
Yeah. The Art of Jazz. I'm Kent Wiley. Hope things are fine for you. I want to start with two guitarists from New Jersey. George Van Epps, born in Plainsfield, New Jersey, 1902, and Joe Pass, New Brunswick, New Jersey, 1929. They'll each do three for you. First, George Van Epps, a record he made in 56 on Columbia. Then Joe Pass, a record he made in Hollywood 1979 on Pablo. Thank you. first of two guitarists from New Jersey. George Van Epps, born there in 1902 and performing in 1956. What is this thing called Love? Cole Porter. Alvin Stoller doing fine work there on drums. Dancing on the Ceiling by Richard Rodgers and Paul Weston. Orchestra and arrangement by Weston for Van Epps. And Ted Fiorito's I Never Knew, with string bass work by Morty Korb, Nick Fatule on the drums, George Van Epps, 1956, Los Angeles, Columbia Records. The second, born in New Brunswick, New Jersey, 1929, Joe Pass, performing in Hollywood, 1979, for Pablo Records. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rancho Pass, 1979, in Hollywood for Pablo Records. The second of two guitarists from New Jersey. Pass was born there in 29, and the first one was George Van Epps, born there in 1902. Pass, solo guitar, played Just Friends, written by John Klenner, Easy to Love, Cole Porter, Summertime, George Gershwin. This is the Art of Jazz.
Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, committed to reflecting the values of the community it serves, including onboard recycling, experimenting with biofuels, and the commitment to a fuel-efficient fleet. More information is at alaskaair.com.
Now a guitarist who also sings.
Satisfaction, don't care what I do, yeah, mama, what's the matter with you? Said it ain't satisfaction, baby, don't care what I do. You sing a brown skin, wanna make a rabbit, move this town, silver, jet black, wanna make a music, kick it, staple down, oh, brown. Omega, Reverend, move the town. Omega, red, black woman, Omega, music, good, stable down. Yeah, stand on our neck, you know, fun in hell, sir. Where I'm going when I die, you know, body tell, oh, it ain't no heaven now, ain't no fun in hell. Can nobody tell? Well, my black mama feet shine like stars. Oh, lipstick and polish your wall. If on my black mama's face shine like the stars. Oh, lipstick and polish well, your wall. If on you ring it ring.
Son House, his guitar, his voice, 1930 for Paramount Records, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin, at the Wisconsin Chair Factory. Back in those days, many companies also made records. It was a hot item. Get somebody off the street, come in and sing. And House is something else. Part one and part two of his composition, My Black Mama, 1930, Paramount. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Arts West, presenting the Pasek and Paul musical Dogfight. Based on the Warner Brothers film, it's 1963 and three Marines are out for a last night of debauchery before deploying for Vietnam, October 23rd through November 22nd. Tickets at artswest.org.
Shelly Mann, his quartet, his drums, Impulse Records, 1962, Coleman Hawkins, tenor saxophone, Hank Jones, piano, George DeVivier on the bass, Take the A-Train by Billy Strayhorn, and Slowly by David Raxon. Raxon wrote film scores and had a big hit out of one film from the 40s, Laura. And this one, Slowly, equally pretty, I think, in its way. Shelly Mann, 1962, Impulse Records. Charlie Mingus now, 1957, from his Bethlehem record called East Coasting. He was born on the West Coast, and he did a lot of that, West and East and things like that. He plays the string bass. Jimmy Nepper, the trombone. Clarence Shaw, the trumpet. Shafi Hadi, the alto saxophone and the tenor saxophone. Bill Evans, piano. Danny Richman on drums. We will hear East Coasting by Mingus and Memories of You by Eubie Blake. Thank you.
Thank you.
Charlie Mingus, Sextet, 1957, Bethlehem Records. His bass, Jimmy Nepper's trombone, Clarence Shaw, trumpet, Shafi Hadi, alto saxophone, tenor saxophone, Bill Evans, piano, Danny Richmond, longtime percussionist with Mingus. East Coasting by Mingus and Memories of You by pianist and composer UB Blake. Before I go to Mingus playing Memories of You on solo piano, I'd like to tell all you fine folks out there, thank you very much for contributing to the Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. Charlie Mingus now, solo piano, 1963.
I don't think I should improvise, man. It's not like sitting at home, I can tell you that. It's not like playing at home by yourself.
Well, what can we do for you?
Thank you.
Charlie Mingus, having set aside his bass and walked over to the piano. Memories of You by UB Blake, and She's Just Miss Popular Hybrid, written by Charlie Mingus. All that done 1963 for Impulse Records. Charles Mingus. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Seattle Academy, preparing students for the next step, starting in sixth grade. Last year's grads now attend such colleges as Georgetown, Northwestern, Southern Cal, Pomona, and UW. Open house info at seattleacademy.org.
Seems so neighborly. They say sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. Now if you'd ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess that I'm slipping. That don't worry me, confidentially. I've got a dream that's a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I'm just a lucky so-and-so. If you'd ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess that I'm slipping. That don't worry me, confidentially. I've got a dream that's a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just a lucky soul, and so
Helen Merrill singing for you, Gil Evans directing the orchestra and doing arrangements for her. 1987 for Emercy Records. The name of the record is Collaboration. Troubled Waters, written by Artie Johnson and Sam Coslow in 1934, and introduced by none other than Mae West. Mae West, totally responsible for the Andy Hardy movies and Lassie. I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So, written by Duke Ellington, lyric by Mac David. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6, or whatever the time is, wherever you are. I'm having you out there is a wonderful thing for me. Timeless Jazz now in Holland, 1977. Recording tenor saxophonist George Coleman. Pianist Tete Montolio. Thank you.
Thank you.
George Coleman playing tenor sax, Tete Montolio, piano, Holland, 1977, issued on Timeless Records. Lisa by Montolio, Dynamic Duo, and First Time Down by Coleman. George Coleman and Tete Montolio. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is Artie Shaw. On the job, on the air, an air check by the broadcast companies of Artie Shaw somewhere, and issued in excess beautifully by Victor Records, 1939 performance, Moon Ray, written by Shaw, vocalist Helen Forrest, and Shaw's own Everything is Jumpin'. And it wasn't going to be on a 78 because it went 5 minutes and 10 seconds. Georgie Auld's tenor saxophone, Johnny Best, followed by Bernie Priven, both of them playing trumpet. And Bob Kitsis, fine piano player with Shaw for quite some time. Les Jenkins' trombone work, and making all kinds of comments about soloists and driving them on from the drum set, Buddy Rich. Artie Shaw. Artie Shaw, clarinetist, always in competition with Ben. Hey, we always have to have camps, don't we? It's true. We're tribal. That's right. Everybody has that. Your club or whatever it is. You and all the other people who wear brown shoes. I mean, whatever it is. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at KPLU.org.
Support for KPLU comes from the Washington Osteopathic Medical Association, offering patients seeking a new family doctor or specialist a choice of osteopathic physicians, including general surgeons, ophthalmologists, obstetricians, and most other medical specialists. More at WOMA.org.
And this is The Art of Jazz, excuse me, and clearing his throat is Ken Wiley. I'm happy to be with you. I'm going to do something in memory of Mercer Ellington. I got to know him up at Port Townsend. I went up there years ago to talk with him. He took over the orchestra after his father died. And Mercer was born in 1919, I believe, the only child of Duke. And he played trumpet in the band for many years, and he also was a troubleshooter, boss, straw boss of the band, you know, getting guys there on time if you can, and having rehearsals when you want to, and so on. But he had a built-in experience. I mean, he had his father there, and his father says, look, if you want to write down some melodies and things, I'll help you. I'll teach you how to arrange. What a setup. And so, as it turned out, in talking with Mercer, I mean, he did that. And his father showed him, and he did it. He didn't do it for him. And we're going to hear some of Mercer's brilliant pieces. First, though, Bill Evans at the piano, Eddie Gomez on bass, 1974 for Fantasy Records. And this is one of Mercer's called Blue Surge. Thank you. Evans, piano. Eddie Gomez, bass. Berkeley, California for Fantasy Records, 1974. And Blue Surge, written by Mercer Ellington. Now, Ellington's performance of it, Blue Surge, Hollywood, 1941. Ellington on piano, Victor Records. Jimmy Blanton's on bass, and Sonny Greer on drums. We will hear Rex Stewart's cornet, Joe Nanton's trombone, Barney Bigard's clarinet, Ellington, piano, Ben Webster. Particularly listen to Ben Webster on that tenor of his. And the original of Blue Surge by Mercer Ellington. Ellington and his son Mercer's composition, Blue Surge, Hollywood, 1941. All these will be in 1941 in Hollywood. The second masterpiece, I think, is John Hardy's Wife, Mercer's. And this was kind of a thing between dad and kid. If Duke went up and started talking to a lady, and Mercer got a view of a possibly dangerous husband heading in the direction, he'd just casually walk by and say, "John Hardy's Wife." Ellington would get the idea.
Thank you.
Ellington 41, Mercer Ellington's third composition today. And second, John Hardy's wife. Next is Jumpin' Punkins. I never did that. Maybe you did. You're supposed to kind of hop over it if you're a little kid. Try to put your hands on it, and, you know, like a rabbit. Mercer wrote it. Sonny Greer's drums to a great effect here. Barney Bigard will have the clarinet role. Harry Carney, the baritone sax. Amazing piece, Jumpin' Punkins, Mercer Ellington, his father, Duke's Orchestra, 1941. And as I said, Sonny Greer getting more of himself and what he did so beautifully for so many years on that record. Amazing that he was able to support that band. I mean, they were magnificent, drum or no drum. But the ensemble work and the arrangement that Mercer had done with some help by his father, but his father wanted him to learn how. So you're on your own, kid. And Sonny Greer giving such beautiful support there, out in the open. Finally, maybe my favorite, Moon Mist, Mercer Ellington. This, I decided to bring a non-commercial issue. This, the ink wasn't even dry on the manuscript paper, I'm sure. And it's a working out by the band of it, and I like that, because that's what it is. It's an art. You'll hear from Ellington's piano, Ray Nance on trumpet, Johnny Hodges alto. Then Ray Nance puts his trumpet down and takes up his violin. A very effective move. Moon Mist by Mercer Ellington. On that violin, something. Duke Ellington, 1941, Hollywood. Excuse me. Victor Records and Mercer Ellington's Moon Mist with Johnny Hodges alto and Nance also on trumpet and Ellington playing the piano. Those wonderful things from Mercer Ellington. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle. 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. I had Shelley Mann, drummer, and his quartet. Here's Sid Catlett and his 1944. Thank you. Catlett, one of our great drummers. Right there, 1944. Commodore Records, just a riff put together by Catlett. A riff is just a rhythmic pattern repeated. Ba-da-ba-doo-da, 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 ba-da-ba-doo-da. Like that. Ben Webster's on tenor. A really wonderful pianist, sort of hidden in L.A. for so many years, Marlo Morris. And John Simmons on the bass. Sid Catlett, 1944. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU and the Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Now, a couple by Bing Crosby. 1931 and then one in 1946, the first by Brunswick, the second by Decca. The first, he's with a big band, as he was in 31. The composition, I Found a Million Dollar Baby in a 5 and 10 cent Store, written by Harry Warren, lyric by Mort Dixon. And if you listen, if you know the Boswell sisters, Martha set forth some really interesting arrangements for her and her sisters and the musicians around them. And I don't know whether they picked up from Crosby or he from them. Nevertheless, then, 1946, Crosby with Lionel Hampton's band and Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields on the Sunny Side of the Street.
It was a lucky April shower. It was the most convenient dawn. I found a million-dollar baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around a million-dollar baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the million-dollar baby from the 5 and 10 cent store. Love comes along like a popular song, anytime or anywhere at all. Rain or sunshine, spring or fall. Say you never know when it may say hello in a very unexpected place. For example, take my case. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, step inside my cottage door and meet my million-dollar baby from the 5 and 10 cent store. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Grab your coat, fetch your hat.
I ain't got no coat.
Leave your worries, leave them on the doorstep.
I did it already, Pop.
Just direct your feet.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
To the sunny side of the street.
Yeah, man.
Can't you hear that pitter-pat?
Mop, mop, mop.
And that happy tune, which is your step.
Hey, bop, wee, bop.
Life can be so sweet.
Sweet life.
On the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. Old Rover, he just crossed over. If I never have a cent,
now are you kidding?
I'm gonna be rich. Rich as Mr. Rockefeller.
That's what you are.
Gold dust at my feet
and in your boots
on the sunny side of the street.
Bing Crosby, a couple different times. First, 1931, orchestra with him. I Found a Million Dollar Baby. Mort Dixon, Harry Warren did that one. Scat singing. That's what he was doing. He picked that up from Louie, I'm sure. And maybe the Boswell sisters, as I suggested. Then 46 for Decca, On the Sunny Side of the Street. Lionel Hampton's band, his vibes, his comments. And Crosby carrying on. And in 46, Crosby had a very popular radio show. And all these great musicians would come on board. And it wasn't like it is today where you get little snippets of stuff. I mean, they'd sit there and talk, and the band would come out, and they'd set up and start up. Okay, you're going to stand over there. There wasn't the formality of it all now. Because it was just us, you know, having a nice chat, and I'm going to pick up my horn and play, and everybody leaves the theater. Bing Crosby, right here on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at KPLU.org. Kid Ory, his trombone. Thank you.
Cross up tight, swinging to the left and to the right. Step around, pound nice and light. Spin around, twiddle around with all your might. Stretch your left arm out in space. Do the eagle rock from style and grace. Put your foot way around, bring it back. That's what I call ball the jack. Put your foot way around, bring it back. That's what I call ball and jack. Thank you.
Edward Kid Ory, trombonist, New Orleans. And that band very much in the traditional band setting of New Orleans. They used to have parades down there, and then they'd get a job playing in a dance hall, a little place, you know. And you can't take the whole neighborhood in there to play. So they'd choose, okay, you come in this time, and I'll get him over here on clarinet and so on. And maybe a quartet or a sextet or whatever it turned out to be. And Kid Ory came out of that setup. Those were done by Exner Records. Frederick Exner lived in Seattle, excuse me, and loved the music and said, I'm going to make some of my records. And he did in Los Angeles, 1945. Mutt Carey playing cornet, Joe Derensburg on clarinet, Buster Wilson playing the piano, Bud Scott guitar, and on Dippermouth Blues, Play That Thing. He got a chance to do that, and he did it originally way back. Ed Garland bass, Alton Redd coming in to play on the drums. Dippermouth Blues by Joe Oliver, Ball and the Jack by Chris Smith, and Joe Derensburg sang, and High Society by Clarence Williams, and all of the wonderful parts of that. Kid Ory. That's right. Have to check the time. I always look at that and how much music I brought and so on and so forth. I want to celebrate a birthday. First, I have to lean over and press a couple of buttons. And that one and that one. Another trombonist, Jimmy Archie. And I brought along a wonderful Vocalion record that he's on with King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators in 1928, Joe Oliver playing the cornet. And Jimmy Archie was born in Norfolk, Virginia, this date, 1902, and he died in 67. Ernest Elliott plays the clarinet and the alto, Orville Harris the clarinet, the alto, or the tenor, Clarence Williams on piano, Leroy Harris banjo, and Cyrus St. Clair on tuba. And I met Archie back, I don't know, about 1962, I guess it was. I was taking my horn down to a place in San Francisco called Burp Hall, no, called On the Levee. No, Pier 23, across the street from On the Levee, on the Embarcadero. And it was a wonderful time. I mean, Frank Bigbore Goody, who did some recordings with Django Reinhardt, was there playing his clarinet. And they'd allow me to come in and play. And Bert Bales was on piano. I mean, it was something else. And one night, Jimmy Archie came in. And he knew Frank Goody, and Goody knew Archie. And so I got a chance to talk to him. And it was wonderful. And it was very encouraging. Nice sound there, kid. You know, that kind of thing. But it meant a lot. I floated home. Happy birthday to Jimmy Archie. And here he is with Joe Oliver. Sweet Emmalina and Lazy Mama. Thank you.
Of loveliness, who means no when she says yes. Sweet Miss Emmeline, Emmeline, who's the one they all adore, and all the bees are looking for. What a sweet Miss Emmeline. Say, who goes to parties and stays until four, and who always tells you goodnight at the door, who's always chewing gum, nice and pretty but not so dumb. That's sweet Miss Emmeline.
Jimmy Archie's birthday, born this date, 1902. There playing his trombone in King Oliver's Dixie Syncopators, 1928. Sweet Emmeline, with Clarence Williams playing the piano and singing it for you. And Lazy Mama, Jimmy Archie, bringing back all kinds of memories. 88.5 KPLU and streaming at KPLU.com. KPLU.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Langley Main Street Association, presenting Spooktacular Langley, a Halloween celebration designed for families on Whidbey Island with events from local restaurants, shops, and performance venues. Wednesday, October 29th through Saturday, November 1st. Info at wicaonline.org.
Fortunately for all of us, the Library of Congress of our country recorded lots of people that go around with a little truck that could record people, set up, you know, with the microphone and all that. Vera Hall, living in Livingston, Alabama, 1940, the truck pulled up and said, "Can you sing us something?" And she said, "Sure." And they turned on the machine.
Another man done gone. Another man done gone from the county farm. Another man done gone. I didn't know his name. 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 He had a long change on. He had a long chain on, he had a long chain on, he had a long chain on. He killed another man. He killed another man, he killed another man, he killed another man. I don't know where he's gone. I don't know where he's gone, I don't know where he's gone, I don't know where he's gone. I'm gonna walk you long, I'm gonna walk you long, I'm gonna walk you long, I'm gonna walk you long. First time I seen the boy weaver, he's sitting on the square. Next time I see him, he had his family there. Boy weaver, yeah, boy weaver everywhere. They done need up all the cotton and cone on but the new ground square. Well, the farmer asked him much on the first of meat and meal. Ain't nothing done, old man, for weevils in your feet. Hey, boy, where's your native home? Way down in the bottom, among the cotton and cone.
Vera Hall, 1940, and Livingston, Alabama, Library of Congress. Out in her recording truck, and she gave him, unaccompanied, Another Man Done Gone and Boll Weevil Blues. A year later, the truck pulled up, same kind of thing, this time in Stovall, Mississippi. And there was a guitarist there, sitting, the guy sitting with the guitar. "You gonna play that thing and sing?" Yeah. "What's your name?" "McKinley Morganfield." Well, we knew him later as Muddy Waters.
And getting late over in the evening time, I feel that like blowing my horn. I woke up this morning and find my little baby gone. Late over in the evening, bang, bang. I feel like blowing my horn. Well, I woke up this morning, baby, find my little baby gone. Well, now, some folks said they worried Whoa, blues ain't bad. That's the merest feeling, child, I most ever had. Some folks tell me, man, I just worry. Whoa, blues ain't bad. Well, that's a merest old feeling, honey, now. Well, gal, I most ever had. Well, brooks running to the ocean running into the sea. If I don't find my baby, somebody gonna bury me. Brooks running to the ocean, child. Ocean running to the sea. Well, if I don't find my baby now, well, yeah, you're gonna have to bury me. Yeah, man, it seems like hour and hour, seems like days, seems like my baby will stop her low down way. Man, it seems like hour, child, and hour, seems like days. Yeah, seems like my woman now, well, gosh, she might stop her low down way. Well, that's a good thing, man. I feel Miss City girl, you know now. I don't mind living in more. If I had a not right blind. Yeah, been Miss City baby now, baby, and I don't mind dying.
'41 Right there, Library of Congress recording. And Muddy Waters. And thank heavens for the Library of Congress and all the stuff they've done. I wish they'd issue all that. Maybe they have, and I just missed it. But they have tons of material there. Make it available for everybody. McKinley Morganfield. Mama gave him that name. The world gave him Muddy Waters. Stovall, Mississippi, 1941. His guitar, his vocal, and he just calls it country blues. Country blues. All right. What do I want to do now? Oh, James P. Johnson and his Blue Note Jazz Band. James P. playing the piano. Thank you.
Thank you.
James P. Johnson, his piano, and his Blue Note Jazz Men, 1944 for Blue Note Records. Sidney DeParis playing the trumpet, Big Dickinson, trombone, Ben Webster, tenor saxophone, Johnson on piano. Arthur Shirley out of Chicago playing the guitar, John Simmons bass, and Sidney Catlett on drums. What'd they do? After You've Gone by John Layton. Joy Meaton by Johnson. James P. Johnson, Blue Note Jazzmen. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle. 90.1 KPLI, Olympia. 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria. And 88.9 KPLK, Cedral Woolley, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.
right, Ken, thanks so much for the great afternoon of jazz. And I've heard a bunch of blues in there, too, that Muddy Waters, yeah. And speaking of which, I've got all blues coming up next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, October 12th. There's something about clouds that inspires the imagination. Let a few puffs drift by on an autumn afternoon, and you might see a dragon or a droid or a long-lost friend. And the same thing happens when you look through a telescope. Many interstellar clouds have names that describe their resemblance to animals or objects here on Earth, from an eagle to the North American continent. Another one of those clouds stands high overhead this evening, the Elephant's Trunk Nebula. It's a dark, narrow ribbon with a bright rim. It's silhouetted against a much larger cloud that's about 2,500 light-years away. A hot young star not far from the nebula is sculpting the elephant's trunk. The star's radiation acts like a blowtorch, eroding gas and dust on one side of the nebula. But it also squeezes some of the material together to make dense clumps, which may then collapse to form new stars. In fact, that region has given birth to many stars in the last couple of million years. Some of the stars are inside a dense knot at the tip of the elephant's trunk. Strong winds from these stars push the gas and dust around them. Combined with the effects of the outside star, that squeezes the material between them even more, setting up the birth of more stars. The nebula is in the constellation Cephas, which is high in the north on October evenings. You need a telescope to see it, an elephant's trunk, trumpeting the birth of new stars. We have more sky-watching tips and much more about the night sky in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin, McDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
And our Puget Sound area weather forecast calls for a chance of rain this evening and then cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-50s. For Monday, chance of rain after 11 in the morning, mostly cloudy Monday with a high near 67. And it looks like a bit of a wet week on the way with rain likely Tuesday, showers Wednesday, and Thursday, and then rain likely at the end of the week as well. Right now in Seattle, it's overcast. There's been a little light rain, 63 degrees. Olympia, 59 degrees, overcast skies. And if you're listening in the Bellingham area at 88.7 FM, you've got light rain and 59 degrees. Well, good evening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Kessler. It's Sunday night, 6 p.m., and I'm ready to go with 6 hours of all blues and a bunch of new stuff tonight from people like Joe Bonamassa and Devin Allman. Let's get the show going with a tune called Have a Good Time from Big Walter Horton on 88.5.
Fish like Peter, pray like Paul. On my clothes, I never have to worry 'cause I have little rules to have a good time. Oh, to have a good time. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna rock and roll all night long. Upon my clothes, I never had to worry 'cause I have.